Well, you've all heard the names Nero, Mohammed, Martin Luther, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini. In their day, they were all branded with the title Antichrist. Obviously, they can't all be the Antichrist, or not. Excuse me. Antichrist, most everyone has heard this word before, but what does it refer to? Is it a name or a title or someone, an adversary of Christ, or something else? What does the Bible reveal about this term? In the Bible, Antichrist is found only four places, all of which are in John's epistles, which are 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 22, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3, and 2 John verse 7. The word Antichrist has two meanings. The Greek preposition anti can mean either against or in the place of. So the Bible's use of Antichrist means against or in place of Christ. Let's read 1 John 2 and verse 18. Please turn there. By reviewing the scriptures where the word is used, we can reach certain conclusions. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Here John is speaking of the Antichrist coming, as if they knew about this specific person that was to come. Could one of the apostles have taught this? Possibly John is referring to the prophecy in Daniel, chapter 7, verses 8, 20, and 25, of the little horn, who will speak pompous words against the Most High, or speaking of the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse, chapter 2 and verse 3. Verse 4 states, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. The Greek word translated opposes here literally means to be against. Other places in the New Testament, this same word is translated contrary to. So these scriptures could be referring to the Antichrist. Please turn to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. John also wrote of a false prophet that was to come at the end time. You will find that in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13, chapter 19 and verse 20. And Matthew also wrote in 24, verses 11 and 24. Let's read Matthew 24 and verse 24. Matthew verse 24. These are Jesus' own words. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Please turn now to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3. In 1 John 2:18, as we read, it stated also that many antichrists have come. These were false teachers preaching a counterfeit Christianity. Let's read 1 John 4 and verse 3. 1 John 4 and verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Here, John was speaking of a heresy that had crept into the church. Heretical deceivers began trying to interject their own ideas into the church. One of these heresies was the Gnosticisms. The Gnostics taught that Christ only seemed to have a body. Another group of the Gnostics taught that the divine Christ joined the man Jesus at baptism and then left him before he died. And another group taught that Jesus was only a man and not God. They all rejected that God already came in the flesh. And we all know, for Jesus to have paid for our sins, he had to be God and man when he died. John stated in 2 John verse 7, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. While the term antichrist clearly refers to a religious leader to appear at the end time, it also refers to a system of religious falsehood and deception. This false system appears to reflect Christ, but in effect opposes him. In Matthew 24, verses 4 through 5, Jesus prophesied that many would come saying he is the Christ and will deceive many. They will come posing as legitimate religious leaders. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 13 identified these people as false apostles, deceitful workers. This false teaching had already begun in the first century and continues to this day. All Christian movements are already, anti-Christian movements are already at work in our world today. In the United States, atheists want to remove the name of God and Christ from national monuments and our national currency. But the deception that is harder for many to see is religious in nature. When they claim to be a Christian, yet their teachers teach contrary to what the Bible says and abolishes or minimizes God's laws. Jesus stated in Matthew 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. Jesus taught his Father's laws, which include the Ten Commandments." Yet most Christian churches today don't believe in following Christ's example of keeping all of God's commandments. Many have been deceived into thinking that the law has been nailed to the cross and done away with. Or some believe we just have to love God and love our neighbor however we see fit, or just believe in Jesus. Please turn to Matthew chapter 7. When God first opened my mind to the truth, I was very angry. I felt that everybody had lied to me about God's laws and his holy days, but that wasn't the case. They just taught what they were deceived into believing was the truth. But let's notice what Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 21 through 23. That's Matthew 7, 21 through 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Lawlessness, those who don't follow God's statutes and judgments, his laws and his laws and his holy observances. These are the ones Jesus is speaking of, the deceived ones. In 1 John, the Apostle John exhorts God's children to distinguish between truth and error and not to be misled by false teachings. We are to walk in truth and not in darkness. Each person needs to prove what the truth of God is. As we draw closer to the return of Jesus Christ to this earth to establish the kingdom of God, we need to be aware of false prophets and antichrists that are prophesied to come. Don't allow yourselves to be deceived.